You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Interesting story that we were reading the other day. Basically, the bottom line was, what is it that you don't get about either a younger generation or an older generation? I want to jump in and go first on this one because I have a handful of friends who have kids in high school. And, you know, this has been prom season. And if you go out, you see the prom kids and stuff like that. And I will say that in some respects, I understand what they're doing. But in many, what I don't get is the new approach to prom, because it seems to me more often than not, there are no dates to prom anymore. It's all groups. I was talking to a friend of mine who said that her daughter went with a group of 50 together to go to the prom. And they got, you know, the big vehicles that they rented, and they got dressed up, and there's no more buying a corsage or something, but the girls now get like full wedding bouquets, right? And all of this is so they can get the pictures taken, and then they don't go to the prom.
You just go hang out.
So just hang out. So they get dressed up. They spend, in many cases, over $1,000 on stuff. They get their pictures taken, they go to dinner somewhere, they drive around, and they never actually go to the prom. And to me, I'm like, I don't get that. You know,
it's just a fun night out, I guess.
$2,000 for a night out just to take pictures?
Yeah.
As if there's not enough pictures of teenagers. Well, this time we're dressed up. Okay.
We look fancy. But,
yeah, so I had one friend who was telling me about her daughter. She's like, yeah, 50 of them, none of them will ever have a date to prom. They just all go as a big group. I'm like, okay, well.
All right, well.
Whatever works for them.
Yeah, I guess they're having a good time.
I don't get that. What about you?
So I live with a middle schooler right now, so I am constantly asking about lingo because there's constant weird lingo being thrown around. The two right now in my house are bet. Bet is said so much, and I guess bet means good. So if we're making his favorite meal, he comes in, he's like, oh, we're having whatever. He's like, oh, bet. When he got his drone in the mail the other day, it was, oh, this is bet. So bet means good, guys, if you're hearing bet. Cap is another one that he said to me the other night. He's like, oh, you're capping. Cap means you're lying. So if you hear cap, that you're calling somebody out for lying, essentially. Don't cap.
Let me be the naive older guy. What's the connection between cap
you
and
bet.
Lie?
You bet. I don't know.
No, bet is good.
Bet is good.
Don't cap. Screw it up.
Bet is good. Cap is lying.
Cap.
And then the other thing he does is you'll see the kids rub their finger along their jawline now. They'll go like this and not say anything. They'll kick their head to the side and rub their jawline. And that's called mewing. And that means that you've got nothing else to say. You can't answer a question or anything. You just lean to the side and you just rub your jawline. And that's like the cool thing to do. And it's always, always doing that. I'm like, stop it. It's like, do you have dirt on your face or something? Why are you doing that?
Now you're starting to sound like a parent.
I got nothing to say. Oh, I'm mewing.
Here, the old guy will look it up for all the other old people listening who don't know. To cap meant to brag or exaggerate back in the 1900s, or to lie about something. So now they have just taken cap and applied it to just lying.
Oh, okay, they're bringing
it
back.
My memory of cap was, you know, put a cap in his ass. That was
like
a
cap gun,
that.
Right? Yeah, cap guns.
Yeah, you know, to shoot someone was put a cap in their ass. I remember that.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to make the connection with lying, but that's
so
it.
You're not supposed to say YOLO anymore either. The whole YOLO, you only live once. It's DIFTP now. Do it for the plot. And I've seen this on multiple Instagram posts where you are the main character in your life. So you do things you want because you are the main character in your story. Do it for the plot.
DIFTP. But there's no easy. Is there? Because at least with
Diff.
He's with YOLO, I mean, you could say it, YOLO.
Yeah, YOLO,
right?
Yay!
But diffed. It doesn't work.
No, it doesn't.
Someone didn't think that one through.
Mm-mm.
Sorry, sometimes you just got to admit, this one's a fail. They're trying
too hard.
That
one's a fail. And they're trying to sound all heady, too. You know, you're the character in your own story. You can't say diss anymore like you're dissing somebody. You have to say clap back. I know that's one of them, too. Clap back. Take that.
Brad wrote in and said, I don't get teenage boys in their hair. They want it long, curly, and some get perms. Well, yeah but I mean, hair is cyclical, right? Because my dad didn't understand me wanting long hair. And I had a bunch of friends in, you know, my generation that guys who did perm their hair.
Big old,
like, afro-looking things, even on white guys. I mean, it was...
Yeah, perms and mullets are big still, too.
Yeah.
So
hair is just cyclical.
You're not supposed to say cray anymore. Like, people are crazy. You don't say cray-cray. You say delulu, which is short for delusional. You're being delulu right now.
Okay, I like that
I went delulu in my pants.
I really like that one. I might have to
delulu's
use that
pretty
Is there an age
good.
Limit? I mean, since I'm older, am I
no,
not allowed
I want
to
you
say
to use
some of these?
All of these today, Dom. I want you to use all of them.
I don't think I'm going to be on board the DIFT one. I probably will be delulu. I love that.
Don't say fire anymore. I know a lot of people are saying fire when things are good. Lit, I guess, is back in style. So, man, that is lit.
Oh, that's old.
That's bet and lit. All at the same time, bro.
Lit's
Can we still
a
say bro?
Mm,
you don't say rolling on the floor laughing anymore, R-O-F-L. You got to send the skull emoji. So they've just shortened that to an emoji now because it's so funny you just died laughing. Skull, bro, bet. Slapback. Delulu.
Karen wrote in, said, I agree with Dom regarding prom. Been wondering what is up with these bouquets. Yeah, they're like bridal bouquets, Karen. And the thing that I was told is that what's really sad about it is that, you know, those are not cheap. And they're only there for the photos. And then they just throw them in the back of the bus, you know, because they're all driving around in buses, you know, partying and stuff like that. So it's just a prop for the photo, but it ain't cheap.
Huh.
So... Terry says those gigantic fake eyelashes that girls and guys wear. Have you seen those?
Oh, those are, yeah.
I ran into some of those. It was like somebody at a Panera or whatever, and they were so huge that the eyelashes almost went up to like the top of her forehead.
Oh, sexy. That is
bet. It was wild. I mean, when she blinks, it's like a ceiling fan on you. It's like...
She's got drip. Drip's another one. Like, if you're looking good, you get really stylish, you got drip, Dom. That hoodie, Dom, you got drip. Bussin's another one. Bussin means good. That is bussin.
Okay. Wade wrote in. He goes, yo, fam, our 13-year-old is, like, totally vibing with all that middle school lingo. They're straight up dropping words like lit, cringe, salty, and yeet on the daily. It's like they're flexing their vocab or something.
You feel me?
Thank you, Wade.
Wade, that text has drip. Oh, he sounds so old right now.
Oh, that's fun, though. Chelsea says Delulu sounds like a Furby. Yeah, you're starting
Delulu
to show your age,
sounds
dude,
like a fancy
Chelsea.
Clothing line, actually. Are you wearing, are those pants Delulu? As a matter of fact, they are. You got drip.
Oh, God, that's funny. Stephanie says the slang sounds like the jive scene from the movie Airplane. Yeah, you know what? And we are, Jeremy and I are as hip as that mom on the plane.
Can I do a quick update for everybody that was listening yesterday and heard the story about the drone? My son got a brand new drone. 6 minutes into the first flight, it landed up on the roof of the school.
Did you get it back?
No, we have not gotten the drone back yet.
Why not?
The maintenance guy for the school did reply back to some emails and said that he didn't get to it yesterday. He's going to try to get up on the roof today to search for the drone. So there's your update, everybody. We'll see if we get the drone back.
That's funny. I just want to see. Send me a picture. I want to see what kind of condition
I know. I wonder if it's smashed.
So this list we were talking about, what do you not get about a younger or older generation? It was funny because we spent the first good portion of this talking about younger, but now let's flip it. And what do we just not get about older generations?
Yeah.
What do you got?
Equal time. So all the Zers are like, what's going on? And I joked about Instapots, and Instapots truly made the list. They don't get why all of us 40 plus are so into the Instapots. It's because it's the greatest appliance ever.
That, and you know, you talked me into a couple of years ago, the air fryer.
I'm telling you guys.
I used it again last night, man.
You will all grow up and mature and get those two appliances, and you will love them.
It's about all you need.
The excitement... When you slice into a perfectly ripe avocado.
Ah, yes.
Ah, there's something about it. It feels so, so good. Bird watching? Wasn't your wife into some watching some birds or something?
God. Yeah, not as much anymore, but for a while.
Bird watching. We talked about birding the other day on the show because of that movie.
It's a good movie, too. What's it called?
People love it.
Something year? The best year? The greatest year?
Greatest year? Biggest year?
I can't remember.
Steve Martin, look it
up. The big year!
Who cares? Organizing. Like, we are really into organizing. You don't know how many conversations we have around the house about how we should buy special containers for, like, Tupperware lids and our water bottle cabinet and...
I get a Jones just walking into the container store.
I know! They have containers for everything! For your spaghetti! Man. It's awesome!
It's right up there with office supply stores.
Oh, stop it, Dom. You're turning me on. Let's see. Puzzles made the list. The Zers don't get why y'all love the puzzles so much.
God, love them.
Yeah. Knickknack just went and purchased, I don't know, like 10 puzzles off of Nextdoor from somebody. And she's stupid excited to get them done. I'm like, what are we buying? How do we know all the pieces are in there?
I don't know if I'm into buying used puzzles. Like, there's at the one of the libraries I go to, they have it's almost like a puzzle exchange thing where people just bring in puzzles mm-hmm. and set them on a table, and you can just pick one up and take it home. I just know I'll get one of those 2,000 pieces, and there'll be like two pieces missing.
Yeah, like, God dang it! Anyway. Buying high quality bedding made the list.
Yes,
40 and up. Yeah. We love it. Absolutely, sleep is so important, you guys. Going to any sort of store and swiping your loyalty card. Oh, the power. Watch those prices drop. Walking into a Costco. Yeah, you get a certain vibe walking into a Costco. You're like, mm-hmm. let's do this. Let's bring it
on. And
don't
you feel special flashing your card?
Like, it's like getting into the club in the 20s.
Exactly.
You know?
It's like they've pulled the rope aside, you know, that gold rope thing, and they've let you in to the uh-huh. inner sanctum.
We get the Jones off of paying bills. I know Knickknack likes doing that. She likes getting it down to the penny, so she loves doing that. Cleaning, yard work, leftovers made the list. We get so excited for leftovers the next day, don't we?
I'm so glad that's on the list because I've always felt like a weirdo. I have found myself like out and about in the afternoon, and I will text Gretchen sometimes and say, please tell me there's some leftovers from that thing from last night. Please tell me that Zoe didn't eat all those. Because I look forward to it.
We fight over one of our both mutual favorite meals is beef stroganoff. And there's mm-hmm. if there's ever leftovers, it's like a race the next day. I've been known to sneak down like at 9 o'clock at night and eat half of the leftovers because it's so good.
Well, I will tell Nicole, because I know she's listening right now, the key to that, Nicole, is to camouflage it and put it in a container thing and hide it like in the back of a crisper in your refrigerator or something.
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
So hide it.
Anything else on this list worth talking about? Getting up early on a Saturday to go to the farmer's market. Ooh, they make their own pickles.